The term quality of life is used to describe the general conditions in which people live, and it takes into account three different sets of conditions. Economic conditions would be looking at things like level of income, level of unemployment, number of people who own their own homes as opposed to renting. Social conditions, such as the quality of local schools and education, what the local housing is like, access to doctors and nurses, what the life expectancy is for an area, and what the crime rates are like. And thirdly, environmental conditions, such as looking at levels of air pollution, the amount of green space and parks, and the amount of vandalism. And information collected about a number of different factors can be put together to form what's called a deprivation index. And this can then be used to compare the quality of life and levels of deprivation across an urban area. And deprivation is a term which refers to where a person's quality of life falls below a level that's regarded as acceptable by the government of a country. And deprived areas are places where economic and social and environmental conditions are considered to be very poor. The World Health Organization has suggested that the key to improving deprived areas is through measuring and understanding the problems of the area, improving the housing, the healthcare, and the education, and building up community spirit. And in the exam, you'll often be asked to give examples of strategies that have been used to improve the quality of life and therefore reduce the levels of deprivation. Now, London's a really good example where you've got a big contrast in quality of life as you travel from West London to East London. In fact, life expectancy, which is the average number of years you're likely to live, is 10 years less in central and East London than it is in West London. So within one city, you've got a 10 years difference in how long you're expected to live. And if we think about the London borough of Hackney, which is a particularly deprived London borough, then we could use this as an example of what they've done to try and improve the quality of life for the people living in that area. And in particular, we could refer to the Nightingale Estate, which was perhaps one of the really run-down, most deprived parts of the borough. So they've done a number of things to improve the environment, the community spirit, and the quality of services available for the people. So they've demolished some of the old tower blocks, and they have refurbished some of the existing tower blocks, for example, by putting security doors in the entrance and employing a caretaker for each block of flats to maintain security. Where they've knocked down tower blocks, these have been replaced by new low-rise houses, flats and maisonettes with gardens. There have been green spaces provided, which have been landscaped, trees have been planted, seating has been provided, children's play areas have been provided to give the young people some form of entertainment. Street lighting has been improved and security cameras have been installed on this estate, again to improve security and reduce the opportunity for crime. And to further support and improve the quality of the environment, recycling centres have been provided within the estate. A community centre has also been built to try and establish and improve community spirit, with facilities such as a youth club, a nursery for young children, and also an older citizens club. If we look elsewhere, a housing estate in Torquay in Devon called Watcombe was one of the poorest housing estates in the area, and they've used a housing improvement scheme there, which has involved upgrading central heating in houses, ventilation and insulation. And local residents have reported that their homes are now warmer, drier and cheaper to run, which would mean they would be healthier and their well-being will be improved, and this has also contributed to a greater sense of community spirit.